Meditation practices have been shown to reduce stress, relieve hypertension, and even help people lose weight. Can the practice also help people in recovery bring more balance to their lives? Producer Morgan D. Stewart caught up with devoted meditators in Madison to find out.
I heard that practicing mindfulness was really helpful for people like me who are struggling with anxiety, depression, and addictive behaviors. But how can I be mindful? How does one meditate? I reached out to Madison's Insight Meditation Group. They connected me with Colleen, who used meditation to help herself get and stay sober. We're only using her first name to help protect her privacy.
I had tried to meditate before I got sober. I had gone to a day-long class to kick bad habits, and it didn't stick because I had no way to access that and no way to put it into application, and I was still in active drinking. And those two just, they don't go well together for very long. You know, I was a partier. I couldn't handle the quiet, and yet I craved it too, because I did find it comforting and scary. And so then I started seeking on my own guidance, like, how does one meditate?
It was so refreshing to know that Colleen had the same question I did. How does one meditate? It seemed to be much harder than it looked. Colleen started with,
it was a meditation where they talked about envisioning yourself as a mountain. And I saw myself as a rugged, cold mountain with storms all around, because anybody who has stopped drinking or using or doing whatever it is that they are hooked on, it feels like I was in a storm constantly. And I just wanted to be grounded.
The storm whipping around all of us is sometimes referred to in Buddhism as the eight worldly winds. They are our hopes and our fears. They are four pairs of opposites: gain and loss, fame and disrepute, praise and blame, and pleasure and pain.
All of it would pull me around. My bus was late. Arg, I'd get so mad, you know, or I'd get praise at work, and then that would really give me a jolt. But it didn't feel good and it didn't last. I'll never forget, I was well into a year of sobriety. I had finished a year and a half long project that I was working on. I was so happy about it. And I felt nothing once it got submitted and approved. And I went outside. I was like, I need to have a smoke. I need to have something. I need to feel something. And that was a red flag for me to step away from getting pleasure entirely out of the world.
Stepping away from what the world can offer you might sound like escapism, nihilism, or avoidance. It may sound like the same thing we were doing with our addictive behavior, but there's something different here with meditation. Dave Cresswell, also from Madison's Insight Meditation Group, teaches beginners how to cultivate what's called equanimity. During one of our first meetings, I felt I found an answer to Colleen's question. This is how to do it. This is how to meditate. This is how to become that rugged mountain in the center, feeling the winds as they roil around you, remaining unmoved.
Opening with the in-breath. Softening with the out-breath.
Morgan D. Stewart brought us that story on meditation and recovery. Check out the full interview on You Human's Creative Recovery podcast.
Gently bringing the attention back to this breathing body.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCullum.